This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin, on alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today?
Well, I've been better and I've been worse.
I tell you what, we need to, before we get things started, we need to send our thoughts and prayers out to the Milanos family.
Yes, we do.
I think the big guy upstairs wanted a smack, so he called the guy that made those smacks up there.
That's a very tragic situation, and there's still a lot of unanswered questions as to what might have happened or what did happen, and probably some of those questions will never be answered.
Absolutely, and then on a positive side, we need to congratulate the Montgomery County Cancer Association. $160,000 raised this past year, and you and I emceed the birthday party and celebration of life ceremony that they had at the Casey Hall. They didn't boo us, and I think we're going to be back again next year. So,
yeah, and they we went to the concert at Bunnell last night, and Bobby Remax band was there, and they were furnished the entertainment at the MCCA annual meeting, and they announced last night over there that it had been a very successful evening. It was raising $160,000, and just doing a little math in my head as I shook the sawdust out of the way, the last 2 years MCCA at their annual meeting has raised over $300,000 in two years.
That's incredible. And we have a couple of good guests.
Yes, we do.
Coming up this on the program today, Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center is here. We also have Nikki Bishop from the County Board and Heritage Health of Carlinville and Litchfield. She's here as well, and the conversations begin right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guest this week from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center, it's Mindy Melton. And we also have Nikki Bishop from Heritage Healthcare of Carlinville and Litchfield here as well. Mindy, let's start with you, kiddo. How are things going with the blood center?
It's going well. However, this is a tough week for us. We only celebrate a few holidays. Not that we don't celebrate, but we only close the blood center a few times a year for major holidays. And 4th of July is one of those dates that we do get off to spend with our friends and family and loved ones and enjoy and celebrate our nation's birthday. But with the blood center being closed, hospitals don't close and patients are still in need of blood. So it is a tough week for us to make sure that we have enough blood on the shelf. We do have a big blood drive today in Carlinville at the Elks Lodge, and that's from noon to 6, and that's sponsored by the United Community Bank.
Okay, and of course, that's always been a monthly tradition. And then here locally in Montgomery County, you've got you return back to your normal time at the Moose Lodge. So you will be back, what, next Wednesday at the Lodge?
Next Wednesday. It'll be July 10th, and that's 12 to 6. And donors at both drives will get T-shirts, but on the July 10th drive in Hillsboro at the Moose Lodge, they will also get a ticket to roll the dice for a chance to win a car at Party in the Park in Litchfield.
Get out.
Nice. The first 50 donors will get a ticket to go roll the dice.
And as we celebrate another, as you said, one of our major holidays, the 4th of July, it's a time for everybody to celebrate and be happy, but it's also will be, unfortunately, a tragic time for some people because there will be accidents and there will be people injured and there will be a need for blood. So,
yeah, unfortunately, with the 4th of July, we think of fireworks being fun and pretty, but they're also quite dangerous, and there can be some bad things that happen. So we hope everyone's safe and, careful, but in the event that something like that happens, we do want to make sure we have enough blood on the shelf because burn victims are, a pretty large percentage of the blood that's used.
Do you have any blood types that are in need?
We're in need of type O and all Rh negative blood right now is what we're in, is the high demand. We always need all types, but obviously type O is more widely transfusible as our negative blood types.
And have the blood drives. I know you're all over the place. St. Francis Hospital has a blood drive. You're at the Moose. You were at the Litchfield Fire Department. By the way, who won that challenge?
It's not over yet. They're going to do two drives each, so we still have two more drives coming up.
But so who won round one?
I'm not sure yet. I haven't looked.
You just don't want to get tased by the police department that the fire department won.
No. I know. The loser gets a pie in the face, so I'm not sure which chief is going to get it. But they're both very supportive of the blood center, and especially of us supplying St. Francis Hospital now.
Well, you got to get, if you're getting the Litchfield chief with the pie in the face, you got to get it by the end of the month because he's moving to Nebraska.
Well, he didn't tell me that, but maybe the new chief needs to know that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe the new chief needs to be beware of that. Yeah,
but
maybe that's why he suggested doing it until September.
Interesting. We're solving the world's problems today in just a half hour. Mindy, it's always a pleasure, kiddo. Again, we've got a blood drive this afternoon at the Carlinville Elks Lodge. If you missed that one, and you're in Montgomery County, swing on over to the Moose on next Wednesday. The blood drive will be there as well. And then be on the lookout because there's blood drives all over the place.
Yeah. And like I said, they're going to get a really cool T-shirt. It says Save Our Summer. It's basically Save Our Summer Blood Supply and make sure we have plenty on the shelf when patients need it. And the question comes up a lot is, does the need really go up in the summer? And it's not really that the need raises so much in the summer. What happens is donations go down because we're all enjoying all the fun activities that there are in, you know, Central Illinois to do in the summertime, you know, the boating and the fishing and the mowing your yard and things like that. So we're all just busy, and 20% of our...
You got to make sure the BAA's...
Yeah.
not up there. You know, that would be bad.
But 20% of our blood supply actually... comes from high school and college students. And over the summer break, 20% of our donor base is out and about, and we don't have that access to them. So we're hoping and encouraging them to come into the summer blood drives as well.
And, of course, we always like to remind our listeners that if they are facing any kind of major surgery where they're probably going to need blood, they can, if they wish to have their own blood, they can take care of this by donating their own blood.
They certainly can talk to their physician and get an order, and they can donate their blood ahead of time, which keeps us from having to find blood for them. So,
Mindy, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful 4th, and enjoy the rest of your vacation.
Thank you.
All right. Nikki, that's on to you.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about Heritage Health. How are things going with Heritage right now?
They're going very good. I've been traveling a lot back and forth to Litchfield and Carlinville and really enjoying the communities there. We've been working really hard to try to get the message out about our restore-to-home therapy services because we do have a lot of people that come in and need some short-term therapy, whether they have a hip replacement or rotator cuff, whatever they may have. We can do physical therapy with them. Some people that maybe have had a stroke but would like to try to return home, we can do some physical, occupational, even some speech therapy with them. So it's important for people to know that there's individualized programs for each person, and depending on what their needs may be, we can do long-term with them or short-term.
And this is pretty much a busy time for you guys because right now you're starting to see, I guess, what, the baby boomers are starting to become that age where assisted living, something like that, they're going to be probably needing some extra care in their lives, right?
Definitely. And we just actually had an ice cream social at our Montgomery place, which is an independent living mm-hmm. right across from Heritage Health. And we had a nice turnout, and just trying to get the word out for people who are at home, maybe struggling a little bit at this generation we're working with right now, that there's, some of them are living with family members and mm-hmm. maybe they're doing fine, but if they wanted an alternative, they've got some independent living they can do, come and go as they please, but have laundry, housekeeping, 3 meals a day, and emergency on call if they need that. So it's important for people to know there's options. Of course, there's Evergreen Place, the supported living facility right next to us as well. So we've got that nice continuum for people to move from different service levels.
And that's somewhat can be a hard option to call, because if you look at it, I know a lot of seniors are very independent. They like having that lifestyle of living in their own home and doing things. But, you know, as they get older, things start missing. Medication starts, get skipped. Bill, you know, I mean, it adds up gradually. And that's kind of a hard decision to make.
It's a very hard decision to make for family members and even for the individual themselves. I know Al and Marge wouldn't mind me mentioning Lopino are at Montgomery Place right now, and that was a hard step for them. Al would be the first to say he didn't want to come. Mm-hmm. But he's happy, definitely happy. He's always trying to put something in the paper or tell his organizations he's with to come and visit him. So those taking that first step is hard, especially if you're a little reluctant to do it. But it's important to know that there's other options out there for you where you don't have to go up and down the basement steps to do your laundry, and you don't have to go out and mow your lawn if you don't want to do it. And then again, Heritage has the services where if you did have some sort of accident home, you can get that therapy and then maybe go to Montgomery Place or Evergreen right. Place. So it's important to know those services are out there. And as the future holds, we're going to have some challenges with the Obamacare and managed care. We're going to have to look for the different opportunities to work with individuals that maybe have more clinical issues. Go ahead, Ralph.
No, I'm just going to say, as you quoted a while ago, the importance of rehabilitation. It has become very important in our lives as we grow older, because we do so many things to the body now that a few years ago we didn't do, all the joint replacement and stuff. And most of them, if you want to be successful with them, does call for rehabbing that mm-hmm. joint, that knee, that hip, whatever, after the surgery. And if you don't follow through with this, can be pretty tough on you.
It can. And the nice thing about some the stereotype of the nursing home skilled services, they don't some people, younger generations, maybe think they don't want to do that, but we've got some nice Medicare suites in both locations in Litchfield and Carlinville, so you can have a private room, you can get the therapy services that you need from our excellent staff, and then you can return home for those younger residents that we're seeing. So it's important for people to know that there's options out there for them. They don't have to always maybe go to Springfield to a bigger location. They can come back to their hometown, see the people they know, their family members can come see them while they're getting their therapy, and then be able to return home.
And it just seems like you mentioned the care, and that the game has changed quite tremendously. People are living longer, and that's a good thing. And the game has changed.
It definitely has, and that's the thing. As our industry as a whole, for all the locations around here, we're going to have to figure out how to take care of those people who need more services. And we all do an excellent job at that, but it's changing, and we're going to have to adapt our ways to the baby boomers coming in, of the services that they want. And I think it's important for everyone out there to know that that's what everyone's planning on doing. I'm sure we're going to be able to accommodate people who like to sleep in and stay up late. And if they want different types of services in their rooms, we can accommodate that as time goes on. So there's going to be some changes, as we know, with everything that we do, but we're all going to have to step up as the services out there and help the people who need it.
We had the opportunity, went with a group a couple of weeks ago, and the wife and I had been there before, but the people hadn't been there before. We're really impressed with Evergreen Place. We went there, and some of the people who just knew Evergreen Place, and that's all they knew, were quite impressed with what's available there for people who are at that point where, like you say, they can't mow their yard, they can't keep their house and stuff. There's a lot of advantages. And that decision, of course, to leave your home, whoever you are, it's difficult.
It's difficult, and I think it's important. I'm glad you were able to go there, because we had the same when we've had people there in the past. They really were surprised at what the services they have and what it looks like, and you can still keep your independence. And the same thing for Montgomery Place. When we had people come, they were surprised we had such spacious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments, and that they were able to come and go, visit with the people there, but yet be able to have their independence and have their services taken care of. So I think it's one of those things. Montgomery Place has been there for years, but it's a little hidden jewel that people forget about until it's mm-hmm. a little too late. And so it's important to know the continuum that we have in Litchfield and be able to utilize those for each individual.
For a family that's facing a tough decision, where you have a loved one that you're seeing signs of decline and maybe there needs to be extra help, what's the best way of going about this? Because that's a double-edged sword you're trying to talk about, and And it's like no one's going. Someone's got to be the bad guy here.
Sure.
And there, it seems like that's a no-win situation.
Sometimes you can get assistance from the doctor. If they really respect their doctor, they can tell them, they may give some suggestions on what they may see for them, that maybe they need a little bit extra help. We like to invite people in for lunch and have them just get a feel for the residents that live there so they can see the social aspect of things. Sometimes people live at home too and they worry about that. Mm-hmm. And so you try to invite people in, do a slow introduction to coming and seeing what services we have, especially if they know somebody there. Al and Marge have been so great to invite people in and just to kind of get their feet wet a little bit, just see what it's like. But it is very hard. There's services out there through Montgomery County Health Department that can help if you're still trying to stay home. But if it's gone to that point where you really need some extra help, just a slow introduction, trying to introduce them to people they already know, mm-hmm. is very helpful. That lets them know, well, if they made that decision, then I maybe can do it too. So it's important to be delicate about it. Yet if you're seeing signs of them cooking and burning on the stove, or they're missing medications, or they're out wandering, it's a time to take that first step and to get them in a place where they can be safe. And then the family, the caregivers, don't have to have that caregiver stress that so many of them have.
And I've seen this firsthand, and you mentioned Al Lopino. I mean, the change, once they're in a social environment and they have people coming to them and saying, hey, how you doing? Why don't we play bingo or something like that? Demeanor A and demeanor B changes fairly quickly.
Oh, definitely. And I think it's one of those things where they even themselves think, well, I'm just fine at home. And then every once in a while they'll say, well, I would like to get out and do a little bit. And so Al and Marge, they're always gone. Mm-hmm. Senior achievers are doing things as well. But there are some people who don't maybe have a spouse at home, and they're just sitting there and just trying to get by. So it's important to try to invite them. That's why we have community events. We have community bingo at Heritage and Evergreen Place. And we try to invite people in once a month. And we do a lot of things, talking about the MCCA. Don Elliott does an excellent job of trying to get the staff mm-hmm. to donate for MCCA. So we try to do some community events to get our name out there and let people know that we do things to bring them into Heritage. Another nice thing that we're doing right now, Jamie Evans is involved with the PAWS group, and so she's bringing in some foster animals for our staff and residents to see, and trying to take some donations for them. So we try to be involved in the community so people see that it's not just one of those places where you go and you're never going to return home. There's a lot of different options for people, and even if you are there long term, you're going to meet some great people, some great staff, and you're going to make friends, and you're going to be able to have your services met. Your family members are going to be pleased with the service. So we just invite anybody to come in for a tour if they haven't. Heritage in Litchfield or Carlinville, Montgomery Place, we just want to let people know that we're out there, we're here to take care of their family members and to keep them safe. And if there's any suggestions, as the ones that are staying with us now, we always take those in consideration for activities or events, because we want to make people know it's their home and make it look nice as well.
Okay. And there's nothing in the world lights up faces in a nursing home or Evergreen Place or wherever. There's nothing in the world lights up those faces more than someone walking in with a dog.
Oh, definitely, Uncle Ralph, yes. Someone they love came, the animals. We've had pet shows through the years, and we bring in, and they just, oh, come here. And there's such delight in their faces, and it doesn't matter, even if it's someone who's very alert and oriented or if it's one who's struggling, you can just see the smile on their face. And I think it's really great Jamie's bringing them in, and we've had other family members bring their pets in, but it's you're right, it's something that
what type of dog do they normally bring in?
They've brought in a variety. When we had a dog show, we've had little Malteses to
a Chihuahua,
we've had a big bloodhound, I've brought in my American Bulldog. So it just depends on
You look like a lab type. You don't look like a bulldog.
Oh, I've got American Bulldog and a little Maltese. Okay. So we've got the big and the small.
The important thing is whatever type of animal you bring in, that it's compatible.
Definitely.
It's compatible to be around people. That's a big thing.
Absolutely.
But like I say, there's nothing lights up those people's faces like someone coming in and that dog mm-hmm. walking up to somebody and letting them pet them or whatever. It's just amazing, the therapy in that.
Absolutely.
We've even had a gerbil and a ball before.
There you go.
That was fun.
There you go. A little bold action there.
Yep. Yeah. Except the residents tried to kick it around, so that wasn't so good.
Not so good. Let's talk about another baby of yours, the county board. How are you liking this?
I really enjoy it. It's been...
Calm down, Hurdle. She's not going to say anything bad. This is all promotion.
No. I think we've got a great group of people, and on both sides. We were talking about that earlier. I think it's important that we save where we can with the county dollars and just really work together on some future plans that we are working on. And I just think as a future holds for us, it's important to work together. And I think we're doing a good job of that. There's some times where we disagree, but you really have to, as they say, work across the lines and make sure that you're doing the best for the county, bringing jobs to this area. And that's important. That's one of my passions, against taking care of the seniors and then making sure, as my family grows here, my son said the other day that, you know, there's not much here for him as he grows older, or he wants to be a professional baseball player. Well, of course, it may not work around here.
Right.
But I said, you are so fortunate to live in a county that has a lot of opportunities for you as well. And maybe you don't see that now, but it's important for us as members of society, and if you're on the public sector like that, to make sure that our kids have opportunities here as they're young, as they're older, to bring up families here and to have good paying jobs. And I think we're working towards that. There's just challenges and hurdles that we have to get through.
And that's one... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and we've all basically come through the educational system here, and to me... maybe I'm a little selfish, but I look at our schools in Montgomery County, and I think we have some of the finest educational facilities that you could, you know,
I think
have.
We do. There's always room for improvement in every area that you're in, but you have to embrace the good things that you have, and I think that's important with our county, too. Negative Nellies. We try to sometimes tear down everything that we have, but if you don't build it up and try to have a positive attitude about some of the things you have, and
the county board. And I'm gonna switch hats here a little bit. But you inherited a major asset, but you also inherited not a problem, but a tough decision: coal revenue. What do you do with this? I mean, you know, and I think what you guys did at the last meeting, letting the voters know how you're spending this money, and saying, hey, yeah, it is going to be used for paying some bills and that. I mean, that's a step in the right direction. I mean,
well, I think it is, because you can't, just as a homeowner or someone out there, an individual, you have to pay your bills, and you can't let that sit there, especially if it's great that you have a savings, and eventually we want to make sure that money is spent the right way, and I think that's where everyone was reluctant a little bit.
Nikki, it's always a pleasure,
yes,
my friend.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Mindy, it's always a pleasure having you here as well. Uncle Ralph, next week. Andy Theriak, Judy Probst, and the guys from the Old Time Tractor Show will be here on the program.
Oh, boy.
Stay tuned for that. Until next time, we'll talk to you next week. So long.